A word for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verses 24 and 25. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Sometimes we miss out on the very central meaning of Holy Communion, or whatever you call it, the Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, whatever name, it doesn't matter, as long as you are doing as Jesus commanded us to do, and that is to take Him into ourselves. Of course, we're not believing here in transubstantiation, the belief that the bread and the wine literally turn into Christ's body, His flesh, and into His blood when it's inside your mouth and you've swallowed it. We're not superstitious. The Lord simply says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And it's symbolizing the fact and forcing us to remember what He did for us. And of course, the central point is He gave His body, and that's why we take the bread. But notice, we don't look at the bread, we don't pray to the bread, we don't worship the bread, we take it into ourselves. And that is symbolic of the fact that the true faith, what Jesus really meant was, we can take Him into ourselves. And it's meant in a spiritual sense. The Eucharist or Holy Communion is simply the remembering of it, the reminding of ourselves, and the opportunity to examine ourselves before God, lest we've taken anything else into ourselves, and lest we've been eating at some other table besides the Lord's table. So this is the central point. It is the taking into yourself of Jesus Christ. Have you done that? Even if you never take Holy Communion, it doesn't really matter. It is a minor infraction in comparison to the sin of not taking Jesus into your life, receiving Him, surrendering Him, and allowing Him to become Lord of your life. Allowing that bread, so to say, to penetrate every part of you. Umogwenya isenkwa ne wine. Kuchazoguti uyam tatu Jesu umfaga pagati enhlizweni emzimbeni wonke. It means that He is in full control of your body and of your life.